Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun show today. We're going to be talking a lot about Joey Demento. That's right. The guy that can't seem to get it right. And I'm looking at all the clips we have around Joe Biden. And we ended last show with Bidenflation. But all the clips that we have about Bidenflation, this rapidly expanding thing that people are finally starting to wrap their arms around, and the press now getting the memo of you got to come to Biden's protection because you're giving the conservatives and the Republicans too much fodder for Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is fun to watch. And I told you, look, I don't have any mean-spirited animosity against Joe Biden, except to tell you the truth about that clown. I'm so happy to watch this thing turn out, and I don't even know where to start, except I want to, let's probably begin with the cover-up, with the media talking about Joe Biden, and then we have polling information and stuff like that, but I want to show you the media trying to provide cover, and here's the first clip. This comes from Chuck Todd and one of his guests. And I just want you to hear the excuses that they give to Biden.
It seems as if there's nothing the White House can do to improve their political standing these days. It does feel like every week there's another poll. It's a new bottom. It's a new this. And some of it is out of their control. Mark Murray and I were having a discussion. His two big promises were to get COVID behind us and to get rid of Donald Trump. COVID's not behind us, and Donald Trump's still lurking. It's not his fault, but is that why we're in this no man's land here for him?
It's a convergence of a lot of things. You have this pandemic that we can't get behind. You still have people who are struggling economically. Joe Biden also campaigned on a big, broad agenda of addressing civil rights and getting people, helping get people back on their feet after this. These big, broad packages. But even after these packages have passed, there's still this constant threat to democracy that we keep talking about. The Democrats have failed to pass any measure to protect and bolster up our election system. So that has people uneasy. Is it all Joe Biden's fault? Of course not. Most of it isn't. You have Republicans who are lock solid against them and won't vote for anything, no matter how many times Joe Manchin says he wants bipartisanship. So it's about where do you assign that blame? Who is against every measure, including vaccine mandates that could get us past this pandemic? Is that Joe Biden? Where does the blame actually lie?
You guys need me to give you an answer? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden's woes. Chuck Todd begins. They can't seem to improve their political standing no matter what. Whose fault is it, people listening to the show? It must be your fault. I mean, do you feel like you're at fault? Let me just help you level set. You didn't vote for him. You said he was a clown and a buffoon and a moron and brain dead and suffering from dementia. He didn't campaign. You've accused him of being a cheater, which he is. And you also said he had a political career rife with the ability to accomplish nothing. And yet they say, I wonder where the blame goes. He says Joe Biden promised two things. Get COVID behind him, and to get rid of Trump. I seem to remember Joe Biden saying he was going to bring civility back to the White House, that he was going to unite the country, cure cancer, solve essentially all of our ills. And what the lady says in response is she says, no, it's a convergence. It's the perfect storm of all these things. I'm gonna ask you one other quick question here, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And you can call me to answer, 844-551-8255. But did somebody twist Joe Biden's arm to do this, or did he volunteer? Because, see, it's really funny to me. Trump was never asked, is there an excuse for you not to get something done? He just did it. But you know what Joe Biden and Baby Black Jesus, the Magic Negro, did before him? They said, it was the other guy's fault.
I inherited this mess. It wasn't me.
And what's Joe Biden saying? Same thing. I inherited this. He inherited the scamdemic that the Democrats actually pushed on us. And I love how she says, when people are struggling economically, they're struggling from the pandemic. Well, wait a minute. Let me put two and two together. Let me help this sister out. The reason why people are struggling economically is because Joe Biden and the Democrats who support him shut down the country. They propped up the Walmarts and the Amazons and all the big companies. And you know who suffered? The little people. The little mom and pop shops, the little bodegas, the people in these little places, with the small businesses that only wanted to make a living. And you know what they said? Gym owner shut down. Bar, restaurant shut down. Little clothing store, little retail store. If you're not a big chain, shut it down. But they wonder how these people are struggling economically. And then I love this part. She says, but Joe Biden had a broad agenda. Well, see, you know what I've learned about broad agendas is if you have lots of things you're trying to accomplish, you rarely do. But when you have a focused agenda, pay attention, leftists, this is on. When you have a focused agenda, you get things done. And what did Joe Biden do? Well, let me tell you what he gave to the silly Negroes. He gave us Juneteenth as a holiday. Yeah, and you know who else he gave it to? He gave it to the Brits. He gave it to the French. He gave it to the Germans. He gave it even to the Latinos. Everybody got the same holiday. But he gifted that to the black folks. You know, the ones that ain't working. Broad agenda. And I love what she went on. She says, our struggling democracy, he was supposed to help our struggling democracy. How? To bolster the election system. Let me translate that for you. That means to help Democrats cheat so they no longer have to fight for the stuff that they steal. Democrats just want you to leave the house open, put your dog down, let him in. In fact, why don't you just gift wrap? Why don't you just make it Christmas every day for Democrats? We'll talk about crime here in a bit because we haven't even gotten started today, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, and I want to tell you, we're going to deliver a show today that's going to blow your mind. She says in this, Republicans won't vote for him no matter what Manchin says. Well, last time I checked, Manchin is not a Republican. And maybe she's using Manchin to say he's the one reaching across the aisle. You know what? Surprise, surprise. People disagree with Joe Biden's agenda that are on our side of the aisle. But she ended it with, where does the blame lie? Well, I have an answer for her. How about with that demented fool you guys cheated into the White House?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, so Glenn, you've studied the media for quite some time. This is a new situation. They've always had White House behind-the-scenes briefings to preview a policy or, you know, preview a State of the Union speech. But kind of getting on your knees and saying, guys, can you save me? This seems like a new development. Is that your estimation?
I'm not sure I would say it's new if you look at the history of the relationship between the media and the government for the last several decades. There were oftentimes, for example, during the war on terror, especially in the aftermath of 9/11, when George Bush would summon the media to the White House in order to urge them to give better messaging about the war on terror, or would suggest that if they didn't, they would be blamed for future terrorist attacks. There's often been cooperation, I think excessive cooperation, between the media on the one one hand and the government on the other. Obviously, that did not happen during the Trump years, and I think that's why this looks so striking, is because they were so openly and aggressively hostile to the Trump presidency that to now simply return to the normal model of acting like the people in the White House are their partners, that they're there to take messaging orders from them, even though that is a traditional thing they've done, it just looks so extreme to watch them do a 180 in comparison to the last 4 years.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What Greenwald is saying there, the editor of The Intercept, is that Joe Biden is begging the media, please spit out my narratives. Please stop giving me any negative press. And the media's got, they're in a rock and a hard place. How do you stop giving a dude negative press who feeds it up for you on a T-ball? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. And I happen to be Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. By the way, you may like Jesse Waters. I can't stand that gushy, gooey way he talks. We've got Concha here with us, and he's going to give us. And that Joe Biden. By the way, everything he said leading up to it was about 20 seconds my guys cut off, was him agreeing with me. Joe Biden's an idiot. He never should have been elected. They never should have cheated him into office. But I can't stand his voice, and he's a Fox guy. Ugh, drives me crazy. Maybe he'll go over to CNN, too, and join Chris Wallace. Not that Jesse Waters he's a conservative. I'm not going to say that he's not. But, boy, they cut that dude some slack. He must have. I'm just going to say it. He seems like he's got pictures on somebody over at Fox, because they leave that guy alone. So the guy is talking about the media, and Biden talking about it, he needs coverage. And I would say, what happened to Mr. Popular? The rich white moron who supposedly got 11 million votes more than Barack the Magic Negro Obama. Apparently, Joe Biden's been kidnapped and replaced with Captain Demento. Or perhaps my theory is correct, and the two are one and the same. Just when leftists think things can't worsen, we get Biden's latest poll numbers, folks. This is from ABC. Joe Biden is facing significant skepticism from the American public, with his job approval rating lagging across a range of major issues, including new lows for his handling of crime, gun violence, and the economic recovery. This is ABC Ipsos. In other words, leftist. As the White House confronts rising and widespread concern about inflation, they just added another one just so you know, Americans are especially negative on how the Biden administration is managing this issue. More than two-thirds of Americans, 69%, disapprove of how Biden's handling inflation. Only 28% approve. Do you know why 28% would approve for Joe Biden's inflation? How could you possibly do it? You have to be pharmaceutical industry. I don't even know. That's the only one I can think of. Maybe the gun lobby. You have to be some. I don't even believe that number. I would venture to tell you it's more like 88% disapprove of this guy. Anyway, they said this. While more than half, 57% approve of his handling of the economic recovery. Partisan splits for inflation show expected negativity in Republican views, 94% disapproving. Let me tell you what that tells you. 6% of Republicans are not Republicans. But the survey also reveals weaknesses, it says, from Biden's own party, with only a slim majority of Democrats, 54% approving of Biden's handling of the economy. Biden's orbit, they write, is also hemorrhaging independent voters, with 71% disapproving of his handling of inflation. Where do I begin? Holy Mother of Mercy! This poll provides absolutely no good news for Bonzo. Over two-thirds disapprove of Biden with a plethora of things. 57% disapprove of another plethora of things. And as I predicted, even Democrats can't stand their feckless, brain-dead, moronic leader and his sycophants that are helping him implement these stupid policies. I thought baby black Jesus ran off Democrats in between 2008 and 2012. But by comparison, Joe Biden has done more to destroy the Democratic Party than Obama. And here's the kicker. He's done more to help Republicans than they could have done for their own, themselves. Republicans couldn't, if you give them 50 lifetimes, they couldn't do better in helping their cause than what Joe Biden's done. They said the poll revealed that rocky ratings for Biden come at a time when the bulk of Americans name inflation and paying everyday bills as a top concern. Folks, I hate to sound like a sage, like a guru, like a yogi, but I'm telling you, I already told you this. I said, it doesn't matter when you talk about taxes and taxing the rich and luxury taxes and all these other things. When you get down to the basic level where the ordinary voter across the board feels it, and I'm not talking about the poorest of the poor here. There are people that are middle class, strong middle class, that are going, wait a minute. A friend of mine is a realtor acquaintance, and she said, I'm selling houses in the Phoenix area. She said I had a couple from New York come down a year ago. The same house they want to buy is $150,000 higher. And she goes, they're super upset. And I go, probably at themselves because they could have bought it. Then she says, well, yeah, but they're blaming this whole thing on Biden. Whoa. These are New Yorkers, okay? New Yorkers. They said, concern about inflation has eclipsed worry about the coronavirus pandemic, according to recent polls of Monmouth and APC NORC. As Republicans continue to spotlight prices at the gas pump and the grocery store as a key issue for the upcoming elections, likely to be a referendum on Biden's performance. And for those of you who think the cheat is in, you're going to be tough to cheat when there are people out there going, I feel that pain. I'm not saying they won't try. Don't misunderstand me. But it's going to be a lot tougher. Stick around.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are still over 100 people still accounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. Andy Brashear saying the death count has not gone up as crews keep working through wreckage days after the storm.
It ranges now from 2 months to 98 years of the Kentuckians that we have lost, some not even getting an opportunity to experience this life.
The Democrat governor adding that Kentucky is providing emergency housing in state parks for those left without anywhere to go. An appeals court has rejected another attempt by the Biden administration to toss out the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The plan requires asylum seekers to wait south of the border for their court date. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is tight-lipped about a possible trip next week.
Israeli officials are reporting White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to visit Israel next week for discussions on Iran as negotiations continue in Vienna on a possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli officials say he's also expected to visit Ramallah for meetings with Palestinian officials. The White House declined to comment on Sullivan's travel plans. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of a New York nurse becoming the first person in the nation to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Sandra Lindsay, an ICU nurse at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens, says she felt hopeful and relieved after getting that first COVID shot. She also says she wanted to instill public confidence in the vaccine that it is safe. More than 800,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to begin this segment telling you about Joe Biden being on the ropes. But what I want to do now, because we'll never get him in, there's too many. If I discuss each of these clips, it'll take me the rest of the hour. So what I want to do is I'm going to play ABC, CBS, and CNN's clips on Bidenflation. And then I also want to play Biden talking about his inflation and just sort of fluffing it off. What are you complaining about? You know, everybody doesn't need a used car. So here it is.
So are these prices here for a while, these skyrocketing prices? What do we have to watch here?
Well, David, most economists do see these prices as more than a bump in the road. They expect inflation to persist through next spring.
So that was ABC. Now we're going to go on to CBS talking about Bidenflation.
This Friday night, we're going to begin tonight with the staggering inflation that is hitting Americans right in the wallet. Prices were up 6.8% in November compared to a year ago. That is the biggest increase in nearly 40 years. The cost of pretty much everything is surging. Food, gas, electricity, housing, cars, and clothes. And those who received raises this year are seeing them wiped out by skyrocketing costs. Listen to this. By one estimate, expenses for a typical American family have shot up by about $4,000 in the past year. Now, there are a few reasons why we're seeing this spike. The rebound from the pandemic recession, a flood of government stimulus, ultra-low interest rates, and those supply chain shortages.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So we played two clips, ABC. They said, are these prices here for a while? Yeah. Inflation through next spring. Trust me, it'll be longer than that. Okay, because the supply chain can't make up that quickly. People learn to not do with things. They learn that I'm not going to pay these high prices. Now, the stores are going to try to do wipe out sales. Well, okay, so let's say right now you've got this artificial number that makes it look like the consumer price index, which is going up as well, is keeping the number steady. But it's not, because when the floor drops out, you're going to find out that it doesn't equalize. It doesn't squeeze the balloon. Next, rebound from the scandemic recession. Do you really anticipate that rebound happening overnight within the next 6 months? How can it happen when people are afraid to death to go out and get retail space? They're afraid to start new businesses. They don't want to bet on these mask mandates with every time something comes up. Oh, there's a new variant. It's the Kev, you know, Kevinism variant of the whatever. And you're going to shut the country down? Look at Omicron. The most benign of all these variants isn't killing anybody. And what do they do? Let's shut her down, man. And then what about the ultra-low interest rates? See, the interest rates should be going through the roof. The interest rates right now should probably be 10% given inflation, but they're being artificially held down. So what's going to happen when those pop up and suddenly money is less available? They're still trying to get people to take money to get it into circulation. And finally, supply chain shortages. Why is that occurring? Whose fault is it? Was it Donald Trump's fault? Let me ask you, did any of these things, were they during the time of Donald Trump, we had the stupid scandemic. We had money that was being paid out to people for nothing. You can call it stimulus or whatever. It was there. We had ultra low interest rates, but we didn't have supply chain issues. Anyway, I got one more clip to play, but I want to talk a little bit more about this report that came in, this poll. Low job assessment in areas of high public concern have led to a new low, they said, in Biden's overall approval rating. Measured by 538, they said it was at 43%. If you believe that Biden's approval rating is at 43%, then I have some beachfront property in Antarctica to sell to you. I promise you, the people vacation there year-round. Is it any wonder that Obama didn't campaign for this clown? And you know why? At the very end, he did a couple of things because he had already begged Biden not to run, but he knew the cheat was in and he had to pretend that part of the reason why Biden won was because of him. And let's face it, when the fix is in and it's your turn, you're going to take it. But as I say to Democrats all the time, be careful what you cheat for. What a dismal failure this guy has been. I'm never going to let you live it down. I don't look at this as poking the bear because you're not bears. You're not even teddy bears. I'm not afraid of Democrats. I don't look at this. We were having a sermon in church. The pastor was saying, everybody be nice. I am being nice. I would have this conversation with any Democrat as calmly as they want to be. Bring me a Democrat crackhead and I will try to reason with them and explain to them that Joe Biden is a scourge. And your vote for him says you don't love this country. A dismal failure, so much so, he's right now begging a complicit media to do their dangest. Please help me, man. But see, the media struggles because you can't help somebody with Biden's level of dementia that shows up in his very policies that people are going, how can I possibly help you? I can't help you if you can't help yourself. Here's another clip. This one's CNN on Joe Biden. And by the way, we're only dealing with inflation in these poll numbers. Remember what I said earlier. Crime is a major thing. On top of inflation, people are having to go out, work harder, spend more time outside, and they're afraid to death of what Joe Biden, of any city where Joe Biden got the most votes. Here's a clip.
I mean, these are the numbers that really quantify the gut punch for American consumers, right? That gut punch that feels like it really peaked there in November. 6.8% is a big number. I mean, you're going all the way back to the 80s when, you know, Stevie Wonder and Ebony and Ivory was top of the charts, right? We were wearing clogs and satin jackets. I mean, this is something we have not seen in modern times, numbers like this. And you look at a line chart of inflation and you can see this is the worst in years and certainly the most meaningful price inflation we've seen in our recent memory.
Welcome back. I like the reference to Ebony and Ivory. Live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh, Lord, why can't we? Bum, 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 bum. Ebony and Ivory, living in perfect harmony. Not with Joe Biden. There's mask and unmask. There's misogynist and misandrist. There's feminist. And, I mean, there's black, there's white, there's gay, there's straight. I mean, talk about division. Masked and unmasked, vaxxed and unvaxxed. Wow. Ebony and ivory. Here's Biden talking about inflation. This did not do him any good. This is a horrible way for Joe Biden to talk about inflation, but he did.
The downside is prices have gone up because of supply chain concerns. We've worked as hard on the supply chain concerns. I think you're going to see, you've already begun to see, and you're going to see over the next couple months, oil prices, gas prices of gas pump come down. You know, the biggest, a third of the increase in inflation is used automobiles. It is a real problem. But the point is, that has to do with supply chain as well. But it also has to do with the fact that not everybody's looking for a used automobile. But those who are, they're paying higher prices because there's fewer of them because of COVID and what was sold out and the like. So I think it's a real bump in the road. It does affect families. When you walk in the grocery store and you're paying more for whatever you're purchasing, it matters. It matters to people. When you're paying more for gas, although in some states we've got the price down below $3 a gallon, but the point is, it's not gone down quickly enough, but I think it will.
This is so good. In some states, it's gone down under $3. Yeah, sorry I added another dollar to the price of your gasoline so I can take off $2. And I love the used automobile. Everybody's not looking for a car. They're using that to measure. Inflation is the price of a used car. Well, that's a supply chain issue, too. Oh, and there's fewer cars due to, what did he say? COVID. Fewer cars due to COVID. Supply chain issues and COVID. You want to know why there are supply chain issues? COVID shut down the economy because Joe Biden did it. Welcome back, people that are wanting sanity. I'm bringing you sanity along with some really cool vibes for Ebony and Ivory. Should I sing it again? Ebony and... I mean, Joe Biden wants you to feel like you're kumbaya, man. Live together in perfect harmony. No, we are not living in perfect harmony, Stevie and Paul McCartney. We are living in H-E double crooked socks caused by the Democrats. Not fooling me. They may fool some other people. But then Biden, he doesn't get it. He forget the poll numbers, you know. And you know what how he's going to try to get over this? He wants the media to rain some sunshine on him. Guys, come on. You got to help me here. You got to talk about inflation differently. I know what the polls are showing. You can affect it. Help me. Help me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Puerto Rico.
continue to soar nationwide. Portland, Oregon is grappling with a record number. Austin, Louisville, and Rochester have all seen homicides more than double in just a couple years. With violent crime rising in Los Angeles, the head of the police union warns, if you can, stay away.
We can't guarantee your safety. It is really, really out of control.
The Chicago area has seen more than 1,000 homicides this year. Three victims were University of Chicago students. Urban campuses are having to step up safety protocols, and the university is now using technology to get ahead of the violence.
Police is not the only solution. We are very focused moving forward and making sure that we have proactive strategies, real-time data sharing, real-time intelligence sharing.
Philadelphia broke its murder record set in 1990 with 524 this year, several occurring near Temple University. Student Sam Collington killed recently by an apparent carjacker.
That could have been me. That could have been someone I loved.
When did you bury Amir?
Saturday the 4th.
Instead of walking with her 18-year-old son, Amir, Melody Jones now wears him on her chest. He was shot in a robbery near Temple.
What would you say to people who do have guns and are thinking about committing a crime?
Just think before you react. Innocent lives. My son never did nothing to nobody.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. The lady says her son never did nothing to nobody. I don't know whether he did or he didn't. But I don't believe anybody has never done nothing to nobody. I'm not saying he deserved to die by any stretch of the imagination, but here's what I want to help you connect the dots on. Portland, Oregon. Okay, you may have said, yeah, they're crazy. They got Antifa up there. They got a crazy mayor. They got a crazy governor that's run by leftists that let Antifa do what they want. I get that. What about Austin, Texas? Let me tell you what Austin is. Austin is the new Berkeley. It is. It's the Berkeley of Texas. It has had an influx of leftists. If you visit there, you wouldn't recognize it from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. When I used to go to Austin, it was like, I mean, it was Texas. Now you go, it literally looks like Berkeley. It's got the University of Texas. Anywhere you put a big college or university, you are going to get a cancer known as leftism, and it is incurable. But anyway, Louisville, Kentucky, when has that been on anybody's radar except when that case involving that girl, for whatever her name was? Louisville wasn't even on the radar. Now it's leading the nation, one of the leading places in terms of homicide, doubling. Rochester, New York. And I was told you guys about this the other day when I told you the police head, the union head said, look, I'm telling you, if you come to L.A., don't expect us to help you. Don't expect us to bail you out. We cannot help you. 1,000 homicides. I don't know whether they said in this area of Chicago. I don't think Chicago's got that many homicides yet, so I don't know what they're talking about. But here's what's interesting. Where are we talking about the crime surge? We're talking about it in Portland, Oregon, run by Democrats. Austin, Texas, run by Democrats. Louisville had the surge due to that case. Anti-cop sentiment. Rochester, New York, run by Democrats. L.A. Union head says, don't come here. Why? Run by Democrats. You would, to hear it, them giving this description, you would think this is new. You would think,
wow, what suddenly happened where people are getting more angry with one another in these big cities?
This has been going on for decades. And I have a lady, she told me, she goes, Kevin, I don't like when you talk about Chicago crime or whatever. Let me tell you something. This is the bigger picture. The bigger picture is there's always leftists. But here was the nuance. I don't know if you caught it. 524 murders in Philly. Where? Near Temple University. Near Temple, near these major universities, enclaves of democratism, of leftism, were located in cities which are enclaves of leftism, and they're wondering how there's a surge. They're wondering how this pervasive leftist attitude is impacting the rest of the thing around them. And now it's even on college campuses. In that report, they gave you two campuses. where kids were being killed. And you know what the reporter at the end says? What are we going to do to end this gun violence? Gun violence. We got people running over parade goers in Waukesha, New York, or Waukesha, Wisconsin, New York. Waukesha, I call it Waukesha. And Waukesha, Wisconsin, with an SUV. We got people being beat to death with hammers. And I could go on. And she says, we got a gun problem. This Democrats are insane. You don't have a gun problem. You got a Democrat problem. And every time you look at it, colleges and universities, you know what these kids? More volatile. Ready to strike. Ready to revolt at any moment. And you know what they should be revolting over? They should be revolting over these stupid degrees that these colleges are charging them tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to get that are meaningless, that do nothing to further the cause of anybody's life. What do they call it? Social justice. Go look up the number of places that give you social justice degrees. You get that meaningless little piece of paper. For all intents and purposes, that's toilet paper. And then, you know what? You're mad because you didn't get your social justice. All you did was feed a system that is going to make you more angry. It's not going to get you a job. It is absolutely exacerbating a problem. As opposed to you going in there and finding out, you know what? I'm not quite as mad as I've been told. This violence is not new. The number of murders and the surge in violent crimes across this city. Let me just tell you, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, it is to be expected. No other way around it. Anyway, Joey Demento is an albatross around the skinny necks of the Democrats. Why? Because he buys into this. The man doesn't have a single policy that you can tout. China pushes him around like he's one of the Indians in the Trail of Tears. Keep walking, Guantanamo. Get to walking. Every time he looks around, some nation is essentially slapping him upside his hair follicled head. What do they do? The plugs. And the old clown, he constantly makes reference to getting permission to answer questions. I go check my staff before I answer that question. I need to check. I'm going to get Biden down at some point. He says, yeah, I need to check with my staff before I can answer the question. I got to get permission. Yeah. Or worse, he concedes the presidency to whomever he mentions. Most recently, he did it with Fauci. Well, you know, he's Fauci. I mean, he's kind of running the country. In one of Biden's first screw-ups as the newly crowned dictator, he neglected America's border. Now, he had good reason, because he had Dr. Jill to tend to at the time. You know, she was picking out her gowns and stuff for the inauguration. And you got to remember, too, is German Shepherds were attacking the Secret Service guys, because those dogs apparently were just as demented as their owners. So the border went unaddressed. And even when he tried to get his VP to go check it out, well, he had issues there because, you know, Kamala Harris isn't, she had better things to do. Sister girl was dealing with some personnel issues. So, open border problems in America continued. Democrat mayors allowed catch and release of violent criminal illegals, and this idiocy added to the Jussie Smollett-like justice system that led to the inevitable. Criminals are running the streets with immunity. Nobody cares. Now Biden's got to act tough. So what did he do? The New York Post explains more than 300 people were arrested, $4 million seized at the end of a six-month operation aimed at apprehending alleged gang members and other violent offenders in Texas. Operation Triple Beam produced 351 arrests of people including 92 alleged gang members, confiscation of 86 guns, $4 million, and 32 kilos of illegal drugs. Apparently, they were arresting nuns and Buddhists. But in case you missed the nuance, 300 people were arrested. People, right? Please elaborate on these people, Kevin. 92 gang members. Who are the others? Well, 92 gang members had 86 guns. People from Texas. I'm going to guess cartel.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.